Three Sons. Starring Fred MacMurray. And as Uncle Charlie, William Demarest.
Say.
Well, the family and a few friends, Reverend. Not more than a dozen or so. Wouldn't you say, Barbara?
Oh, if that. It's a lovely chapel, Reverend.
Yes, it certainly is.
Thank you. Now, about the music, possibly you have a friend who sings. In that case, you'll only need an organist.
Well, may we let you know?
Certainly. I only ask these questions because sometimes people get so nervous before a wedding, they overlook certain essentials.
Yes, of course. Well, can you think of anything else, Barbara?
No, I don't think so.
Well, thanks very much, Reverend. You really don't think we need a rehearsal?
No, not really. The groom comes from there. The bride comes down the aisle in the traditional fashion.
And it's up right about here. Well, it doesn't seem too complicated.
And I'll tell you everything as we go along. Is there anything else?
Well, no, I guess not. Thanks very much, Reverend.
I'll see you a week from tomorrow.
Yes. Well, goodbye.
It really is a nice chapel, isn't it?
Yes, yes, very nice.
Still dusting things that don't need dusting?
Oh, well, needs dusting.
Fine. You didn't say very much about the chapel when you came back.
Oh, it was nice.
I have never heard a better description of a chapel.
Oh, well, it had nice little stained glass windows and a tiny little altar and some wooden pews, and Reverend Glassell seems very nice.
Thank you, dear. You've simply entranced me.
Hi, Mommy.
Hi, Dodie. Dodie, how many times have I told you not to bring that wagon in from outside?
It wasn't outside.
But that's where it is most of the time. When you bring it in, you make the floors and the rugs dirty.
Can I take it to my room as long as I already wrecked the rugs?
May I? No. Now you take it outside and you leave it there where it belongs.
Okay.
It sounds to me as if you have the jitters.
Well, it just occurred to me that a tremendous change is about to take place, and I'm not sure I'm ready for it.
No doubts about your love for Stephen?
No, of course not.
Oh, well, then I used the right word the first time. Jitters.
Well, maybe, but I'm a settled woman now. I mean, I have a certain pattern that I follow. Steve has a certain pattern he follows. I don't even know what time he gets up in the morning. And maybe if I sleep late on weekends, that'll be the very thing that he detests.
It's a simple question, Charlie. Do I snore?
Sure you snore.
Well, all the time or just some of the time?
How do I know? Sometimes I go by your room and it sounds like a sawmill in there.
And at other times?
Other times I don't hear a sound.
Oh.
But you might be awake and reading.
Chip, how many times have I told you about dribbling your basketball upstairs?
Sorry, Dad, I forgot.
Well, you can loosen the plaster on the ceiling downstairs.
You told him that when he was 9 years old.
Well, the principle still applies. Ernie!
Dad says you better quit dribbling that. Basketballs can loosen the plaster downstairs.
Well, this is a volleyball.
Well, the principle still applies. Can we go, Dad? Or do you want to ball us out some more?
I wasn't bawling you out, Chip. I was just asking you not... Yes, you can go.
You want to hear what I think you ought to do?
Not particularly.
You ought to get your golf clubs and go out and hit some of them helpless little golf balls.
I think I'll do just that.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi. What brings you here?
Oh, we just thought we'd get out of the house. Who's Dad?
Out smacking golf balls.
Uncle Charlie, does Dad seem a little different lately?
Yeah, he is getting kind of mean.
I think it's the wedding. It's just 1 week to go.
Yeah? Well, I hate you.
There he goes again.
I think you're scraggly and weird looking.
You guys ain't going to believe this.
Are you paying attention to me? You're lucky I don't step on you. How come you look so rotten?
Ernie.
Hi. You got the rottenest looking leaves I ever saw. And you smell terrible.
Ernie, have you flipped?
10 seconds to go. I ought to get a knife and cut you off at the roots. Man, weeds look better than you guys. That's all for now. It's part of my science project for school.
Yelling at plants?
They're marigolds. I'm conditioning them to not have any flowers. Come on over here. Now, I give this bunch the same water and they get the same sun, but all they hear is music.
And you yell at the others.
Yeah. There's a theory that plants don't exactly hear, but they react to environmental junk.
Katie, get the net.
No, I've heard this, honey. It's something about the cells in the plant reacting rather than the whole plant.
Right.
All I gotta do is figure out 32 more bars, and I've written a song. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. I came over on a whim. Is Steve home?
No, he's down at the driving range. Come on in.
Thanks.
You all set for the wedding?
Well, not completely. I haven't decided what to do about the house, and if I sell it, I have to get my mother an apartment.
It's plenty to think about, making a big change like this, I mean.
Yes, I'm just beginning to realize how little I know about Steve. I mean, up to now, we've both been on party manners with each other. I mean, do you realize that I've never seen him angry?
Well, he very seldom gets angry.
Yes, but I do, and he's never seen that.
Are you afraid that he'll find out that you're human enough to have a temper?
Well, that and a few other things. I'm impatient with discord. I don't like noise. I'm neat to a fault. I'm very soft-hearted about some things, and I'm stubborn as a mule about some others. And he hasn't seen any of those yet.
Doesn't all of that come under the heading of adjustment?
Sure. Dad'll be the first one to admit he's not perfect. Even I'm perfect only 98% of the time.
Barbara, I moved into this house once, too. Take my word for it. You'll come to love it.
Of course, there's a lot of just plain old, ordinary living that goes on here.
Hello, Mrs. Vincent.
Oh, Stephen. Oh, I'm sorry, dear. Barbara isn't here.
Oh, she isn't. Well...
No, she felt a little restless, felt a little lonely, and decided to go for a drive. But do come in.
Well, thanks. I just came by on a whim.
Oh, come on in anyway. I'd like a chance to get to know my future son-in-law a little better. Dodie's having a nap, and I'll just put the kettle on for tea.
Oh, no, really, Mrs. Vincent.
Cocoa?
Tea'll be fine.
Sit down, dear. It won't take a second. Well... Getting nervous about the big event?
Nervous? No, not really. I'm just waiting.
Yes, the waiting is always the worst part. Oh, by the way, Stephen, what time do you get up in the mornings?
Oh, 7:30. It all depends upon what I have to do. Why do you ask?
Oh, no really good reason. How did you like the chapel?
It was very nice.
Well, there's one more thing that you and Barbara have in common. You both describe chapels just exactly the same way. Excuse me. Hello. Oh, Flora, how nice of you to call, dear. Oh, no, dear. No, just the family and a little chapel. Yes, that's right. It's an adjustment. But they can handle it. They're adults.
Chip, you're wrecking my plans.
Come on, Chip, cut that out. Can't you see we got company?
What's he talking about? My music's killing the flowers.
Never mind the flowers. You're killing your uncle. Come on, get that amplified ukulele upstairs where it belongs. Thank heavens, when you're living here, you can handle junk like this.
Like I said, Barb, there's a lot of just plain old ordinary living here.
I think you're scraggly and weird looking.
He means the plants.
Oh, you're lucky I don't step on you.
Hey, Ern, why don't you go yell at your plants someplace else?
I can't. They're set up for light right here. You got the rottenest looking leaves I ever saw. They smell terrible. I better go. Just tell
Steve that I came by, but it really wasn't for anything important.
Dad will be pleased you came by on a whim.
Barb, just think, in about a week, you'll not only be a wife and a mother, but a grandmother, too.
A grandmother.
Put the right hand over. Just a little more.
Okay.
Now, that looks pretty good.
Okay.
All right, now let's try the swing again.
All right.
All right, wait a minute, Charlie! Boy.
Man, you're the
dumb. Okay, now take it away slowly.
But you're scraggly and weird looking.
Charlie!
Steve, it isn't their fault. It's just that I can't keep my stupid head down.
Oh, no. Golf's a game of concentration, and how can you concentrate with World War III going on? Charlie!
Let's put the blame where it belongs, on me.
No, it's not your fault. Now, just take it away from the ball slowly. That's right. Turn away from it. Oh, that's too fast. It's too fast.
Steve, I am drawing it back as slowly as I can without starting to tremble.
No, it just seems that you are. Here, let me show you. Just turn away from the ball.
Okay.
Turn away.
Okay.
Break the wrist at the... Charlie! Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell into your ear.
What's up?
Charlie, would you tell the boys and Tramp to stop all that racket? I'm trying to give Barbara a golf lesson.
Why?
Why what?
Why are you giving her a golf lesson? You two ought to be out necking somewhere.
Charlie, would you just ask him to hold it down, please?
Sure. Golf. Hitting a little ball with a stick.
All right, just ask him to hold it down.
Steve, there's no reason to take it out on Charlie.
I'm not taking it out on Charlie. I just want a little peace and quiet around here, that's all. Now, let's try it again. Get your grip.
Uh-huh.
No, the right hand has to come over a little more on top of the club. That's right.
Okay.
Now, try the swing again. Are you, know what you did wrong?
Yes, I drew back too fast, I lifted my foot, I didn't keep my head down, and I didn't follow through.
That's right. But of course, if you know what you did wrong, that makes it much easier to correct.
You mean I actually did do all those things wrong?
Yes. Now let's try it again.
No, Steve.
What?
I said, no, Steve. I know you bought me the golf shoes and the golf clubs, and you've been very good about teaching me, but I'm not going to stand out here in this front lawn and make a public spectacle of myself any longer.
Oh, well, if you don't want to do it here, let's go over to the driving range. Those people over there are even worse than you are.
Steve, I don't like golf.
You don't like golf?
It's so picky.
Picky?
Yes, you know what I mean. Keep your hand in, keep your elbow in, keep your eye on that little ball no matter what. And besides that, I have seen golf games on television where they don't draw back the club so slowly at all.
Golf matches,
okay,
not golf.
All right,
games.
I'm so sorry. Golf matches. I mean, if you're going to get angry about a little thing like golf...
I'm not angry.
Well, if you are going to get angry, then I don't think we know each other too well, do you?
Well, I think we're certainly entitled to scowl at each other once in a while without endangering our relationship.
Not if it's a silly little thing like a picky golf record.
You put that in upside down.
I'm very sorry. Before I say something, I wish I hadn't.
Oh, now, Barbara, wait a minute. Barbara, let's talk this over calmly. I mean...
Ernie, do you have to do that?
Well, sure.
It's another form of yelling at them.
What about these? They can hear you, you know.
Plants can't hear. They're just sensitive to sound.
Well, whatever it is they do, you're making enough racket to wreck all the flowers in the next block. Hey, how come Dad's talking to Mrs. Harper out at the car? Why, they looked hacked at each other.
Yeah, they've been out there for a couple hours.
Yelling I can take. Bongo drums I don't need.
Hey, Uncle Charlie, do you know Dad and Mrs. Harper having a fight out in the car?
No, and it's none of our business. They are? Did you and Mrs. Harper have a nice little talk in the car?
No, we didn't. And there's not going to be a wedding.
What do you mean there's not going to be a wedding?
Exactly that, Mother.
But what happened? Oh, I knew you were edgy, honey, but how can you be madly in love one minute and out of love the next?
If I was edgy, it's because my subconscious was trying to tell me something. And don't talk to me about love as if I were 17. It's over, and I'm really quite relieved. But...
get a sitter.
What's this about Dad and Barb?
He blew the whole wedding.
He did?
Well, they did. Anyway, he won't talk about it.
What happened?
Well, if you ask me, it was that dumb game of golf. No good ever comes from hitting a little white ball with a stick.
Are you going to take this up to him?
Yeah. He didn't eat a dime's worth of rat poison.
Do you mind if I take it up, Uncle Charlie?
No. Thanks. Help yourself.
You're going to butt in, dear?
Yes, I'm going to butt in.
Good.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Dad. Some cocoa and cookies.
Oh, good.
Uncle Charlie says, and I quote him exactly, you didn't eat a dime's worth of rat poison.
I guess I didn't eat too much, Dad.
Well, at least you're not playing I'm hurt, so I'm not going to eat.
Oh, I'm not playing anything.
Good. Dad, I'm going to butt in, okay?
Okay.
Do you remember when Katie and I almost broke up before our wedding?
Yeah.
All of that worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, I'd say so, huh?
Uncle Charlie says this all got started over golf.
No, it really wasn't golf.
Well, maybe not, Dad, but I...
Rob, I appreciate what you're trying to do. But Barbara and I had a talk, and we covered a lot of ground. As she says, the party manners we were putting on for each other suddenly broke down. I guess it's just that we're both pretty set in our ways.
Set in your ways, my foot. That's just a phrase for people who are too lazy or too selfish to try and change some of those set ways. Oh, honey. Change them before it's too late.
We covered all that, Mother. Steve and I actually had an argument, and I suddenly remembered what arguments can do to you.
So do I. They clear the air.
But this particular argument didn't clear the air. It just served to point out that marriage at a later age can be a tremendous upheaval.
Have you called off the arrangements at the wedding chapel?
No. I imagine Steve will do it.
I see.
Phyllis.
Dad, aren't you going to marry Mrs. Harper?
No, I'm afraid not.
It's too bad.
We were going to try some psychology on you, like telling you what a creep she is. And then you defend her. And then we say, you see, still like her.
Only Uncle Charlie said it wouldn't work.
No, I'm afraid it wouldn't have. It's hard to tell why these things happened. It wasn't Barbara's fault. It really wasn't anybody's fault. It's just that ever since we've known each other, we've both been putting our best sides forward, and then all of a sudden our real characters came out.
What's wrong with your real characters?
Well,
he means you don't lie or steal or anything.
I know what he means, Chip.
Well, we didn't come in here to try and talk you into anything. We just wanted to tell you we were sorry and junk like that.
Yeah, well, thanks, Phyllis.
Night.
Good night.
It would have been kind of neat to have a mother.
Made a stupid mistake. May I see Steve, please?
You bet you can. Barbara! He's not here.
Why, Stephen.
I'm sorry to come over so late, Mrs. Vincent, but I've got to talk to Barbara.
Well, sit down, dear, and I'll get her. She's not here.
She's not here? Well, where is she, Mrs. Vincent?
I don't know. But something tells me she's at your place.
At my place, but I'm not there. I mean, why would she... Oh, thank you, Mrs. Vincent.
Oh, but Stephen, I suggest you wait until after I call. So you don't pass each other on the street again. Mr. O'Casey, Barbara's mother. Oh, fine. Yes, I'll just hold him here. Bye. She's on her way home.
Good. I'll wait for her outside. Thanks again, Miss Vincent.